Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. Rain and thunder, wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. My life, my dream, nothing's gonna stop me now.
Cousin, this is gonna be great. I read the manual back to front. I set the aperture at 1.3, and I set the white balance at 42.8. And it's just, I adjusted the thing. Like, oh, that is much better.
Great. I have incredible news. I just got an out-of-town assignment.
Oh, cousin, that's wonderful.
All my hard work is finally paying off. I'm getting a perk.
Well, I had a perk once, right on the back of my neck. I had to have it surgically removed by the village barber.
Well, I'll have mine looked at when I get back. Mr. Wainwright is sending me to Los Angeles to cover a story.
Los Angeles? Oh, cousin, what's the assignment? Political scandal?
No.
Oil spill?
No.
Not Zsa Zsa again?
No, 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 no. It's a wedding, but not just any wedding. It's a big Hollywood wedding. Ed Albrecht, the Chicago Civic Affairs Commissioner, is marrying the actress who plays Darla Wayne on that TV soap opera, El Segundo.
Darla Wayne! I she's my favorite. I never miss that show. Oh, cousin, well, finally she's marrying a decent man.
Belky, Darla Wayne is not real.
Listen, I know a lot of people think Darla's a phony, but deep down, she's a good girl.
Darla Wayne is a character on TV. She's played by an actress named Marcy Eden.
A new husband? A new job? A new name? What a year this is going to be for Darla.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Hi!
Hi!
Are you guys ready to go to lunch?
Yes, yeah. And we have something to celebrate. The paper is sending me to Los Angeles for the weekend. In first class.
But the best part is cousin Larry is going to do a story on Darla Wayne's wedding.
Darla Wayne?
Yeah.
I love Darla Wayne. Although she hasn't quite been the same since that quicksand incident.
Marianne, Darla Wayne is not real.
Jennifer.
You see, she's
Jennifer.
Played by...
Let it go.
Well, Larry, if you're going to be in Los Angeles this weekend, Marianne and I could switch to the L.A. flight and meet you there.
Well, that would be terrific. After the wedding, we could get together and see the sights of L.A.
Oh, boy, oh, cousin, that's a terrific idea. We can go to Disneyland, and then we can go watch the sunset from the Sunset Strip, and we can play polo at the Polo Lounge, and we can go bowling at the Hollywood Bowl. I mean, all of you three could do those things. I, of course...
won't be there.
You know, Larry, you could always cash in your first class ticket for 2 coach seats, and then Valky could come.
Valky, you wouldn't want to go to L.A., would you? I mean, it's hot, it's smoggy, the traffic is horrible.
Oh, no, no, cousin, I you're right. I wouldn't want to go to Los Angeles, California, USA, with my closest friends on Earth, or meet Darla Wayne in person, or have my picture taken with Mickey and Minnie.
Okay, then it's just the three of us.
Larry!
You heard him. He doesn't want to go. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Oh, cousin.
Oh, God.
Oh, cousin, this means a lot to me because I love L.A. From the South Bay to the Valley, from the West Side to the East Side. Everybody very happy because the sun is shining all the time. It's like another perfect day.
Oh, oh, here's that jealous dress designer that deliberately put Darla in horizontal stripes. Shame on you, Miss Longines.
Valky, stop it. Stop shoving that thing in people's faces.
Listen, I got to get close. I can't see a thing.
Well, here, use the zoom lens.
Oh, Cosy, look at the time. We're supposed to be Jennifer and Marianne in the lobby.
Well, I can't leave. I don't have a story yet. It's been a typical California wedding. Champagne and sushi.
Cousin, how you can say you don't have a story? You interviewed Darla Wayne.
Well, I hardly call it an interview. We talked for 10 minutes about her new perfume, Suddenly Darla. I got nothing.
Cousin, remember what you told me? There are no short stories, only short reporters.
Small. I said there are no small stories, and I was wrong. This is a small story. I mean, there's nobody important here. Look, over there is Commissioner Albrecht's secretary stuffing hors d'oeuvres into her purse. And over there is a guy who keeps trying to sell me life insurance. And look, over there, talking to the bride, is Marco Madison.
Oh, my Lord!
What is it, cousin?
That's Marco Madison. He's very big in the underworld.
Really?
Yes.
Boxers or briefs?
Not underwear. Underworld. He's big in the underworld.
There he is. Let's go. Right behind you, boss.
Hey, pal. We'll talk.
Well, now.
Maybe a story here yet.
No, you don't understand. I really don't know what you're talking about.
I think you know exactly what I'm talking about.
You got it all wrong.
Get down.
I don't know. Of course you. I thought we were in this together. You know my people.
Yeah, but I don't mind.
We seem to be arguing about something. Valky, tape this for me.
No, cousin. You said to stop taping.
Tape it.
No, you distinctly said back to stop. And then you took you pulled it down.
Cal, tape it.
Okay.
Deliver the stuff. I want the money. I don't lie.
I'm not lying.
Believe me, I'm lying.
Lord.
knew it. Every time Darla gets married, somebody gets killed.
Boss, over there.
It's not this one. It's a blue Mercedes, and there's no one on foot.
Right away.
I'll go with you.
Get those guys.
Run, Colin, run!
Get that camera.
This way, Bobby.
He hadn't spent so much time talking to that guy.
He was a movie producer. He was driving an ice cream truck.
Oh, hi! Something came up. Call you later. You're the lovely man again.
Thank you, Valky. Parts in a movie.
Damn it, Sheila. Why did we have to rent this stupid bicycle?
Because we're on vacation, and riding bicycles is what people do in California. It's something I want to do in California.
Look! Where? What are you doing? What are you doing there? Now, don't do that.
Sorry.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry. I know what you must think, but you see, we were at Darla Wayne's wedding, and there was a murder. There was a murder. It was right after the ceremony, and before they cut the cake.
Stop it!
But I just want to explain, cousin.
They stole our bike! Is that something else people do in California?
Rolling down Imperial Highway. Big Nas laid at my side. Sunny Santa wind blowing hot from the north. We were born to ride. down the women, put down the cups, crank up the Beach Boys, baby, don't let the music stop. We gonna ride it till we just can't ride it no more. From the side, baby, to the valley, from the west side to the east side, everybody very happy, cause the sun is shining all the time. It's like another perfect day.
Trapped. No, Cousin. No, we're not.
We're dead, man.
Cousin, we can jump.
We're still dead, man.
We have to jump.
No,
we have to jump.
No, no.
Running chance. Come on, come on. Okay, Cousin. On the count of three. Okay, ready? One, two, three.
Bad, Corson. It was a natural mistake.
You said jump.
Well, Corson, I didn't mean jump into the water.
Well, if you didn't mean jump into the water, you should have said jump, but not into the water. Learn to be specific.
Well, Corson, I didn't know you were going to jump into the water. You could have hurt yourself.
Oh, I certainly wouldn't want to hurt myself when people are trying to kill me.
Corson, we got to get to the police. They'll protect us.
We can't go to the police. 200 people saw a dead man in my arms while I was holding the murder weapon over his lifeless body.
Of course, I videotaped the murder. The tape would prove us innocent.
Well, has it occurred to you that there might not be anything on that tape? You are not the world's greatest cameraman, you know. Now, why don't we just play that tape back?
Of course, and that's going to be a little tough.
Well, no, it's not going to be a little tough. You just put your finger on the play button and push.
Well, the play button has been replaced
by a bullet hole.
Okay, okay, all right, it's not the end of the world. All we need is to find some place where we can play back the tape. A video store. All we need is the Yellow Pages. Of course, we're not familiar with the city. So we'll have to get a map. All we need is the Yellow Pages and a map. Of course, we have no transportation, so we'll get a bus schedule. So all we need is the Yellow Pages, a map, and a bus schedule.
Or we could go in there.
That's another way to go.
Look at this key.
Hi. May I show you a TV, VCR, steam iron?
No, thanks. We're just looking.
We came at the right time. We're in the middle of our midday madness sale.
Jose, look at this. We can get 25% off any floor item with our good credit.
That's right. During our sale, all our floor models are 25% off.
Let me get my money.
No, thanks.
We're just looking.
Caltrans estimates an additional 4-hour delay in southbound commuters. Off the northern California, cleanup continues. An additional cleanup crew is expected to arrive on the scene. This just in. Earlier today, violence rocked the wedding of soap opera star Marcy Eaton, who plays Darla Wayne on the popular daytime drama El Segundo. The celebration was cut short when two men posing as reporters brutally murdered one of the wedding guests.
Cousin, you got to see this. Cousin, you got to pay attention. You got to see this. Cousin, you got to
see this. Leave me alone. Okay. We have got to see this.
Okay.
Leave
okay.
me
okay.
alone.
Okay. Okay.
At the scene of the crime, police. police are searching for the two assailants, tentatively identified as Larry Appleton and Balti
Bartakamus.
Local authorities speculate that
you've got to see this cousin. You've got to come. You've got to come.
Hey, Balti, please, girl. I'm trying to work on this VCR. I'm trying to work on it.
Understand to me. I don't know. No, pay attention. I'm talking.
We have got this.
There's listening skills that must be learned.
We are going to be listening.
The victim was an undercover narcotics agent, Richard Tracy. The two suspects are considered armed and dangerous.
There they are! Those are the killers!
The killers?
Hurry!
Balti, the tape is jammed.
Oh, my God.
They're the murderers.
Here we go.
Hey, wait, stop. They're taking my machine.
Corson, what is it? We didn't pay for that.
Well, I'll send them a check. Now, come on.
I hate Los Angeles. It's smoggy. The only celebrity I've seen is Jerry Mathers, and two madmen stole our rent-a-bike.
Herb, please. We just had a bad morning, that's all. Now it's all over.
Now let's just
get in the car and go to Disneyland.
Give me the keys.
What's that again? It's that nice couple that lent us their bike. Is this a small world or what? You're never going to guess what happened to us. We were only here with this horrible
miscommunication. What are you doing? That's my car. You're doing that. That's my car. Let's go.
Then we ran into that nice couple again, and they were nice enough to lend us their car, which was really quite generous of them. And basically, that's how we got into this mess.
Thank you, Balti.
You're most welcome.
Balti, I think they're getting closer.